ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः। ॐ
ॐ मे ब्रह्मन् प्रोटेक्ट अस बोथ। May Brahman bestow upon us both the fruit of knowledge. May we both obtain the energy to acquire knowledge. May what we both study reveal the truth. May we cherish no ill feeling toward each other. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all.
In our last class, we saw six types of meditations. So, they are most wonderful meditations. Now we are going to see. These are called Adhi Daivika meditations. Kshema iti vachi, yoga kshema iti pranapanayoho, karme iti hastayoho, gatir iti padayoho, vimuktir iti payau, prajatir amrutamananda iti upasthe. As I mentioned earlier, this sixth one, that is the generative organ, should be meditated upon as Ananda, as Prajati, as Amruta. It should actually be classified under the meditations on the human body. But what we need to understand, the lessons we have to learn, if I am able to speak, it is because of the grace of God. And if I can think deeply about it, and then speak. Vachi means speech. And this speech should be meditated upon. Kshema means well-being. Why is it so? Kshema means acquiring riches, possessions, whatever a person wants. Because what is the relationship between speech and acquisition of all these? First of all, this sense organ called vak. This is not merely individual, this one. It is God himself is manifesting in each one of us in the form of the ability to speak. We should not forget, it is a nature-given gift to us, so we can abuse. No, if we are looking upon this ability to speak as the grace of God, as a manifestation of God. What is grace of God? Manifestation of God only. If God is gracious, and then he gives us, let us say, name, fame, riches, wealth. So it is not that he is sitting somewhere and giving, because he is everything. So he comes to us in the form of riches, possessions, whatever we want. So this is how, through these five meditations on the five important physical organs of this body, we consider, we slowly acquire the ability to look upon this body as a divine body. If you remember, once somebody was feeling very impure, then Holy Mother said, "Touch me." That means she was not saying, "I am a great person, my body is so holy, you are an impure person." No, by touching me, you will also become pure, you will become like me. That is the idea. The way we contemplate, we become that. So then, everything depends also upon how we conceive of it. And then, we discussed these things. Yoga kshema ite prana apana yoho. Prana and apana, breathing. Many people place a great importance on the art of pranayama, controlling the breath. How calmly, quietly prolong the breath. do not simply go on breathing in and out very fast, just as we do normally when we ran a great distance for a long time, and then our oxygen becomes less, and then we tend to breathe in and out very fast. But then, that is an indication of tiredness. If we can practice pranayama, then we become really endowed with energy. And with the least bit of energy, we can accomplish many things. Tremendous energy will come, calmness of the mind will come, which will lead to clear thinking, and clear thinking gives us the result of what we need, and we get that. In fact, when we think very clearly, how many things do we, after all, everybody wants to be happy. How many things does a person really require to be most happy? Because even the thought of happiness is a thought. Without having anything, if somebody can be very happy, or with the least of things, then he is the happiest person. He is the richest person in the world. But even from a practical point of view, if somebody can practice this pranayama in the proper way, with surrender to God, then everything the person needs to accomplish what a person wants to accomplish will be coming to him effortlessly, yogakshema. Then just imagine, if a person has got asthma, or he is kept in a place, completely closed place, where fresh air is not blowing, then you understand how much constricted the person feels. He feels as though he is going to die. Asthmatic people, they have great difficulty. Because most of us do not suffer from it, so we take it for granted that such things will never happen to me, to you, to anybody. We have to understand, if God has not endowed me with these things, how much I would have been suffering. So some people do not have hands, they're born without hands, or accidents can happen for whatever reason. So paralysis, for example, hands may be paralyzed, legs may be paralyzed, then the person appreciates how happy he was when he was having these things. But how did he use? Then regret will come, post-regret. Why did I waste my time? The only worthy function of the hands is to bow down before God and to serve others. The only worthy actions of the feet is to go where holy company can be obtained, or visit temples, or visit libraries to get beautiful books, etc. So that is being said, how marvelous an instrument God has given us, and because of which human birth is considered to be the most fortunate, available only because of tremendous virtue accumulated in the past lives. Gati riti padayoh. Gati means movement of the legs. We are unable. Just imagine a runner, and sometimes you read greatest runners in the Olympic Games, suddenly cramps will come. And I have seen a video where a lady simply, she could not proceed, she fell down, and she was feeling like committing suicide. I have almost reached the goal and I cannot participate in it. Others, of course, cannot help, because everybody is racing to get at least the third prize. So our body, if any limb is missing, even if one eye, one hand, one leg, one lung, one kidney, and if our tongue doesn't move, then we understand how defective life would be, how difficult life would be. Then vimukta riti payo. Payo means the organ of throwing out undigested matter. That is called payu. And how much relief, vimukti, almost the feeling of great mukti will come. especially when our stomach is horrible condition and have a very good motion, and you will see that itself gives tremendous happiness. So, Vimukti Riti, the Upanishad, I don't know, deliberately it is using this word, is almost like Vishesha Mukti. So, equivalent to Moksha. And of course, the greatest organ is generative organ because of three reasons. So, it gives us Ananda, greatest Ananda. All the five sense organs combined, how much they can give, that Ananda, this one organ is capable of giving, because the man becomes automatically concentrated. He cannot think of anything else at that time. So, through that, he also can produce worthy children. That is the prayer of every married couple. Let us have beautiful, means not only physically looking beautiful and strong, but virtuous children who are capable of loving, serving, being unselfish, bringing good name and fame to the whole family. And it is said the person will live through the genes. That is called Amruta. Amruta means immortality, relative immortality. Iti manushi samagna. This is what we have understood. If we can see that, then every organ becomes a great joy to be used. That is why it is said in the olden days, the marriage is meant, it is a sanctifying act. It is meant only for one purpose, to become free from all sins through the production of children. And what great joy is there. So, in every way, this body is the only way. That is why it is called Brahmapuri, the temple of God, through which we can get either happiness in this world or spiritual progress. For anything, a good instrument, best instrument, and human body is the bestest instrument. Of course, the result will be yatha yatha upasate tadeva bhavati. So, a person becomes, he becomes well, he becomes acquisition and preservation, and he is able to do very great progress in spiritual life. If we use our hands and feet properly, our physical health, mental condition, everything becomes best when our undigested food, we are able to get rid of it. Only those who are suffering from terrible constipation, they understand the value, how much God has provided this payu that can throw out all the poisonous material. And then, of course, the organ of generation is not only a cause for worldly bondage, but it can also be the cause for spiritual bliss. So, that is over. Now we are going to enter into Adhidaivika Upasanas. So, we have to see every manifestation of force in this world as a manifestation of Ishvara. In the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, at the end, God concludes that whatever greatness you see, a beautiful season, a great scholar, a great rishi, a great king, great mountain, great river, great forest, everything great is none other than my own manifestation. So the next upasanas are, six upasanas are there. In that we have to, of course, understand that one of them has to be brought back to this adhyatma level. That is the prajati ramruta ananda iti upaste. We have already done that one. Now we have to see that whatever is happening in the adhi bhautika world, external world, in the form of rain, lightning, and stars, and all these things have to be considered as a most beautiful manifestation, the greatest blessing of God Himself. We will discuss about them slowly. The meditation that our whole body, especially mentioning some of these limbs, they are the gift of God. That's why they are called Manushihi Samagnaha. Meditation. Samagna means meditation on the human body. That is Adhyatmika level. Adibhautika level. Outside. Because we are also part of the Adibhautika to everybody. And everybody, everything is Adibhautika, the external world to us. And there is lightning, there is rain, and all those things not to be considered in a negative way. It is said, when man loses his faith in God and then treats nature with a downward look, with a selfish look, and makes the earth impure, then gods become very angry. If we are getting rain, it is God's grace. Every season comes in the proper time and in the maintaining the proper temperature. That is also part of the grace of God, but not directly Ishvara, but Ishvara manifesting as the God of rain, the God of lightning, etc. That is, we have to meditate all these so-called natural phenomena as the grace of God. Nowadays, scientists are recognizing that wherever you see, there is a natural balance. If one animal, so what is called population increases, that would be detrimental to the welfare of the whole earth. So immediately there would be an opposite force and it won't destroy. It will only keep it in perfect balance. How many wonderful incidents, some of them I have narrated, what the Americans have done in the Yellowstone Park. So, when you see a rain, then God is manifesting. When you see the thunder, when you see the lightning, it is also God's power. Therefore, these are called Daivihi Samagnaha. Adhi Daivika Upasanas, but in the form of the Adhi Bhautika world. Gods are only manifesting. Simple example, I have given many times. If a country is blessed by plenty of rivers, and that river is called Jaladevata, the sky is called Akasha Devata. If there is air, that is called Vayu Devata. If there is just the right seasonal temperature, in every varying according to particular season, that is what is called Agni Devata. And every river is a Jaladevata. And if there is a beautiful land, every land is beautiful, every land is sacred. That's why even the Pope, as soon as he gets from the plane, when he is visiting some foreign countries, the first thing he does, he kneels down and kisses the earth, saying, because you are sustaining, you are supporting, so I am able to live like that. So, some of them we will discuss them now. So, first, two are given. Triptiriti Vrishtav, Balamiti Vidyuti. One should meditate on Brahman or on these phenomena. Brahman in the form of these presiding deities. As satisfaction in rain, as power in lightning. It is written very well in our Hindu mythologies, that whenever people neglect being grateful to the gods, then seasons will become upset. Now, scientists are predicting El Nino effect. And so far as India is concerned, about 60 or 65% of rains will be less. And the overall effect of this lack of rain, the animals will not get sufficient water. Human beings also will not get. In how many ways we take for granted that water, we just treat them, misuse it, pollute it in the form of pollution of the rivers, discharging all sorts of horrible poisons into the rivers, etc. We are causing our own destruction. It is as it is said, it is like spitting into the akasha. And where does it fall? You throw up your head and spit. and after a few seconds, it will fall upon one's own self. This is called the result of our actions. We are not realizing how much we are poisoning ourselves, thinking that we are becoming richer, healthier, cutting down forests, polluting rivers, etc., and using so many of these artificial vehicles, etc., which requires tremendous amount of natural resources. All these have a great effect upon not only our physical life, but upon our mental life. I mean, our happiness, etc., intelligence, etc., but even more important, upon our spiritual life. What is life meant? To evolve. What is the meaning of evolution? And become more spiritual. The only right meaning of evolution is how to progress spiritually. What is spirituality? To see godliness in everything, and that starts with seeing God within ourselves first. And that is why earlier we have seen Manushihi Samajnaha, the meditations, upasanas, where each one of us worship our own body. If you remember, when Sri Ramakrishna was doing worship in the days, he was progressing by leaps and bounds. He started his spiritual life as a worshipper of the Divine Mother Kali. And very soon, people noticed a very peculiar behavior. He was eating the thing that is supposed to be offered mentally to the Divine Mother, and all the beautiful flowers that they have collected for puja, he is putting on his own head, on his own feet, which is sacrilege according to other people. And he even fed a cat. And we don't know how many cats he fed, how many dogs also he fed with the prasadam. God alone knows. But they did not understand. He was not worshipping himself. He was seeing God in everything. Even a cat is nothing but manifestation of the Divine Mother. Once, there was a cat in Jayambati, and there were some attendants who were trying to serve Holy Mother, and one of them carelessly was caressing the head of a cat with her foot. Holy Mother noticed it, and this is exactly what we were discussing. She chided, "My child, I reside in the head of the cat." In which form? In the form of consciousness. And that disciple immediately understood. There was another funny incident. There was one sevak, and then there was a cat, and sometimes it doesn't ask your permission. "I am hungry. Can I go and drink the milk?" Some milk was kept to be offered to Sri Ramakrishna. And then maybe Sri Ramakrishna had come in that particular form of a cat. He went and started drinking the milk. And the sevak got wild. How can he lose his mind and say, "Does the cat know, oh, this milk is very special milk. It is specially preserved to be for worshipping Sri Ramakrishna. And this wretched cat has done. How does the cat know about it? Does a human baby also know about it?" Once Holy Mother was doing the worship, and one of the small children, perhaps Mako's child, he entered into the crawling, and he saw the sweets, and straight, like a crow, flight of the crow. So he started crawling towards. Mother was telling, "Baba, let me finish the worship, and then you will get as much as you want." But how can the child understand what is worship? Sweet is a sweet, and it can be eaten at any time. And even though we don't touch it out of fear that God will kick us out, but our drishti will be going, "Why this pujari is taking such a long time to finish puja? Should have finished in 5 minutes and distributed that beautiful sweet as prasadam." Are we interested in prasadam? Are we interested in the sweet? That we don't stop to think about it. So Holy Mother, she chided, "My son, I also reside in this cat. And the disciple learned his lesson. Not only he stopped beating the cat, he started going round other people's neighbors' houses to collect milk and also fish for that particular cat. The point is, we have to learn to see God in our own body, appreciate our body, respect our body, use it for a right purpose. Similarly, when we succeed in this, then our vision will extend. If my body is sacred, your body also must be sacred. The other person's body also must be sacred. The tree must be sacred. The river must be sacred. There is nothing that is not sacred in this world. Ramana Maharshi never used to get angry. And he used to sleep also very little. Even if he goes to bed at 12 o'clock, promptly before 3, he will get up. And he will be completely alert. He was living in Ramanashrama. And one day at noon when he was taking rest, there was a tree. I don't know, it was Amlaki tree perhaps. Somebody was beating the tree so that the fruits can fall down. And Ramana Maharshi heard it. Immediately he felt pain in his body. He ran and got very angry, scolded the person and threw him out. Why are you beating the tree? Don't you know it has got life? He did not add, but we have to understand, maybe the tree came running to Ramana Maharshi and said, look, Baba, how much, Bhagavan, how much this fellow is beating me up. Do trees, plants feel? Jagadish Chandra Bose undoubtedly had proved that plants have got feelings, they have got emotions, they also love some people. That's why they are called green fingers. And green finger has nothing to do with agricultural knowledge. It has something to do, but it is the love, it is the feeling which the plants can feel. So, we have to see God in the external world. Can we see God in an enemy? We have to see. Why? Because who are our greatest benefactors? It is only the enemies. When they start abusing us, robbing us, trying to hurt us. Can we see the hand of God in that? The hand of karmaphala in that? And say, how can this person do if I did not deserve it? When Nagamahashaya came to know that some of the peculiar type of ants were there and some devotee had thrown them out. So, when he came home, he noticed it. He felt intense pain. If somebody drives us away from our own home, they make us homeless. How do we feel? Same thing happened here. He ran and then he brought, please pardon me. This is not going to happen again in future. Nobody is ever going to make you homeless. I promise you this. And then he brought them as many as possible and then re-established them. Even though they were eating the pillars of the house, the devotee was stunned. From that day onwards, he never dared to do anything. So, what was Nagamahashaya doing? He is seeing God in everything. Sri Ramakrishna was seeing God in the cat. And that one female cat has given birth to kittens. And he asked Navagopal Ghosh's wife that you take care of it. And then what do you get? I will give you a boon that you will die in Varanasi. You will get mukti for caring. But how was she caring? That is the important point. How was Sri Ramakrishna looking upon the cat and kittens? It has taken shelter under me. So it is my duty to protect it. That is what Sri Rama says to Vibhishana. If anybody says, even once, O Rama, I belong to you, then he might try to get out, to run away from me, but I will not leave him. I will see that he will attain to the highest state. With this background, let us discuss briefly. Triptiriti vrishtav balamiti vidyuti. One should meditate on Brahman as satisfaction in rain, as power in lightning. So what is the first one of this Daivi Upasanas? First thing is Triptihi Iti Vrishta. Vrishti means rain. A very beautiful Upasana, because there are many countries which do not have rivers, which do not have water resource, excepting occasional rains. That is why how many animals die when there is no rain, there is no water, all the rivers will just dry up. How many animals will die? How many human beings are going to die? Even between countries, for the sake of water, especially pure water, there is going to be a terrible war. And the wars that we see at present is nothing, but the future wars will be for three things, land, food, and water. Because when these are getting exhausted, then we understand what God has given and how we misused and how we regret our own actions, which cannot be taken back. So this is a beautiful upasana, because all of us suffer from the absence of rain. Rain is very crucial. Rain gives fulfillment, tripti. How does it give tripti? Because where there is rain, there will be food, plenty of food. It may be vegetarian, it may be non-vegetarian. So, directly through the food and indirectly, rain cools the temperature. Rain also brings a peculiar pleasure. That is why I have seen people after the terrible summer season, suddenly sometimes there is what we call rains with ice stones, big stones, almost half inch stones will be falling. That too in a place where we never see this snow or these things. And then as children, we all used to run out with a piece of cloth and then hold it wide. And then we get these beautiful, what is called frozen ice pieces falling directly. And when you put them in your mouth, and then so cold and so tasty, it is like heaven descending. And the countries, the people who do not have adequate water, they understand what is the nature, what is the necessity, how much valuable this water is for us. So this rain, God's grace, God's pleasure, if we worship Him properly, comes in the form of rain at the right season. Otherwise, these days, in India, very few mangoes are available, even today, and they are not that sweet. Why? The reason they say, I do not know, that the proper rain, when the fruits are about to ripen, doesn't occur, then they will not become sweet. I don't know, maybe it is true, but the effect is definitely the mangoes this year particularly are coming in plenty, but no sweetness at all. So, triptiriti vrishtav, food. And then, not only that food, we are not only animals. The whole temperature, as I said, cools down. Not only that, thinking of the future, such a good rain, now the crops will be growing very beautifully. The animals will be very happy. Otherwise, first priority will be given to humans. And if there is no water, how many animals die? In India, in Africa, we see this kind of too much of rain and absolutely lack of rain at that time. Ativrishti, anavrishti. The famines occur. How many millions of animals die? So animals are happy, birds are happy, the whole nature is happy, because rainy season means food season, time for cultivating the food, especially in the olden days, even now in some of the places. So God comes to us in the form of rain, giving us tripti. Tripti in the form of removing hunger, so that we can eat well. And not only that, if we can grow some crop, it can be cooked in various ways. Our imagination is our limit. So, Tripti Ripena. And then the next meditation should be Vidyuti. When we see is lightning. It is said one big lightning is sufficient to produce, to give, to light up, to meet the needs of the whole world for 1 year. But unfortunately so far we do not have any instrument, any means by which we can store this one. But apart from that, when there is lightning, inevitably there would be clouds and there would be probably rain also. So, this lightning is supposed to contain tremendous of energy and not, that is called Vidyut Shakti. The whole electric energy is nothing but energy that we create. So, Vidyut also indicates when there is thunder, when there is lightning, our imaginations run right, and usually there will be black clouds, rain-bearing clouds, and how much of happiness, satisfaction it brings, especially to everybody, but especially to farmers. So, Balamiti Vidyuti. And then when rains are there, plenty of food is grown, then naturally the cattle, the animals will grow. Yashayiti Pasushu. As fame in cattle, as light in the stars, Jyotiriti Nakshatreshu, and as everything in the Akasha, we will see that one. So, Yashaha iti pasushu. One becomes famous. Oh, his wealth is, he is a wealthy man. In the olden days of our rishis, Vedic period, the cattle wealth. Money is not there. Bartering was the system. So, the famous rishi is, a pupils will go there in plenty and their parents are the kings. They will be giving lot of these cows. That is why when Janaka Maharaja wanted to learn Brahma Vidya, he said, for the best knower of Brahman, I am going to offer 1,000 cows. And we know the story. So this Yajnavalkya comes and commands casually that drive all these cows home. And each cow, so horn, both horns are covered with, completely with gold. So how rich is going to become? But what is he going to do with gold? It is only because these will give curds, yogurt and milk and ghee, clarified butter, so that all these things will be used. But not only that, it is called panchagavya. So we get the urine and the stool, cow dung, all this is again goes back into the earth, make it the most natural, very what is called nutritious fertilizer for the earth, out of which more plants grow. So it is recycling everything. The cows eat the plants and gives the cow dung. Cow dung goes to nourish the plants. Parasparam bhavayantaha. But above all, for worshipping the gods, they used to do this upasana or puja in the form of yajnas, yagas. And for that, the cows are there and plenty of people use it to attend and then to feed all of them. So even to make this, what is called payasa, a beautiful condensed milk with special ilachi, etc., that is a most marvelous thing. So it is being said, if a person has got the more number of cattle, buffaloes and other animals also, importantly, cows and bulls. Every part of this is very useful for agriculture, for production of the food, for milk. Especially, cow's milk is supposed to be very suitable for the babies, for children. Even today, for weak people, cow's milk will be supposed to be the most wonderful thing. Suitable for babies. Next to mother's milk, cow milk is the greatest. That is why even at the end of the fire worship, etc., the dakshina, the gifts one has to give to all the Ritvik priests in the form of these cows only. So, cows are very important, and the more cows, that means the more he is famous, like a wealthy persons are famous, and then cows represent wealth. So the person, a wealthy person, certainly be well known in the society. So this is how we have to understand. Yasa is the Pashushu, Brahma Upa, these are all nothing but the grace of God. Grace of God's presiding deities in the form of the rain, the lightning, the thunder, plenty of food will be grown, and that food is used both for human beings, every animal, everything, and then the person who has got more cattle, he becomes very famous. That means what is he going to do? He is going to perform more worship of the gods and goddesses. That was the life in the olden days. So, yasa iti pasushu, Brahma upasita. Not worshipping a cow as a cow, but as the cattle, as you are, O Mother, you are manifesting the Divine Mother or Brahman. Devotees call it Divine Mother, is manifesting in the form of these cows, as rain, as food, and as the cattle. What does he become? Yashasvi Bhavati, becomes very famous. Then the next upasana is Jyotiriti Nakshatreshu Brahma Upasita. One should contemplate what wherever we see a star. Even today, science has not understood what is the effect of these stars. And remember, our sun is also one of the smallest stars. In our galaxy, he is the biggest star. But there are billions of galaxies. No one can count how many galaxies are there. And there are suns. Compared to them, our own sun of our galaxy appears to be what is called the bottom of a needle, so small. But even our sun, how much of energy he contains, and because of the sunlight, how much the seasons are affected, because of the sunlight, how much of this gravitational force is affected, because of the sunlight, how the whole life, the formation of the forests, the formation of the continents, the formation of the North Pole, the South Pole, and making those places so frozen, that is also part of the scheme. How much these Arctic areas influence our weather system? An ordinary man cannot even think, oh, here it is hot. What has got this Arctic area to do with it? No. If you can study at least this El Nino effect, because even I have not understood how it is going to affect. I know from the news it affects, but you can do a small bit of research. And then, why did this El Nino effect start in the oceans? What is the cause for it? What is the cause for that cause? If you go on tracing, you will find an astonishing fact that the whole universe is interconnected. It is the manifestation of something most grand, glorious, in other words, of God. So, every star has got a relationship with the other stars, small or big. And then every time a star collapses, it becomes what is called black space, black hole they are called. Hole means what? Anything that falls into it will never come out. So people used to think, but now some great scientists have found them out, and then they said, see, it is not that it disappears. There is nothing called complete disappearance. If it disappears through this door, it again comes out through the other door. Like a person, he dies, gives up this physical body, and he will be reborn. That is why Bhagavan Krishna says, from the unmanifest alone, the manifest comes, and again from the manifest, it goes back to the unmanifest. This unending circle, like a wheel moving up and down continuously, this samsara chakra, it is called Brahma chakra, or some people call it Brahma chakra. That is how it goes on. So meditate. Every star is a manifestation of Brahman, especially because it gives light and it gives heat, and this is the nature of every star. Nakshatreshu Brahma Buddhya Upasita. What does such a person become? Yotishman Bhavati. He also becomes enlightened person. He becomes light, as it were, is emanating from that person. Because as the upasana is, so the phalam will be. So, if a person wants to have physical, mental strength, let him meditate upon lightening. If he wants satisfaction, let him meditate upon Brahman in the form of rain. So, we have to apply this in the way. But the next upasana is sarvam iti akashe brahma upasita. Sarvam means what? The entire universe, which includes me, you, everybody, everything. Where is it contained? Akashe. And this akasha has come from where? Brahman. The first manifestation of Brahman according to Taittiriya Upanishad, I hope we all remember, Atmana akasha sambhotaha, akashad vayu, vayur agnihi, agne rapaha, adhyaha prithivi, prithivyam oshadeha, oshadebhyo annam, annat rasamaya purushaha, etc. We will see the entire universe is including the mountains, the rivers, the forests, the living, non-living, everything is the result of this akasha. And everything is sustained, everything is supported in akasha. There is no place where akasha is not there. First, there should be space. Then only the stars and the clouds and the earths. How many earths are there? How many earths we are aware? All these things. So, everything is akasha. This akasha is nothing but Brahman. So, how does one worship this akasha as Brahman? Because there are so many similarities are there, about which we will discuss in our next class. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Mohur Mohoho. May Sri Ramakrishna Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.